Council tech upgrade may leave buyers homeless. An estate agent in South Oxfordshire has warned home buyers are on the brink of homelessness due to the South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse Council's incapability to fulfil basic responsibilities. Home buyers have been left waiting months to buy property due to a problem with the SODC and Whitehorse Council's software. The hold-ups have affected South Oxfordshire and are believed to be caused by search delays tied to ongoing IT problems at the District Council. Searches carried out by solicitors to identify legal, environmental or planning issues could affect the value or use of a property relying on information provided by the council. SODC software includes land charges, planning and mapping systems was taken offline for the upgrades. The councils informed estate agents there would be temporary disruption from April the 9th to April the 30th to the service, which no searches can be processed or returned. Planning services only returned on June the 23rd, and the land charges system is still being tested. Richard Belville, owner and director of Belville Estate Agency, said we are currently have multiple deals which should have been ready for some time, whereby buyer and seller are desperate to exchange contracts and complete, but nothing can happen until the searches are returned. Within these deals, we have clients whose mortgage offers may expire and others who may be made homeless as their current rental is due to expire. The council doesn't seem capable of discharging its basic responsibilities. SODC area is a beautiful part of the country and we're lucky to live here, but we are seriously let down by the local government. In a statement, the district councils apologised and confirmed that land charges remain in final testing. A spokesman for the council said the system's land charges and planning systems have been undergoing an upgrade. Due to the downtime, there will be a period of catching up once we launch, and we will outline timescales and the number of working days from acceptance once the system has launched. We hope to resume normal service as soon as possible once we've worked through the backlog from our downtime. We will keep all our users updated regularly on the progress of the website. We are very sorry for any issues the downtime is causing and thank everyone for their continued patience. We really are doing everything in our power to get the system back online.
24 hours a day.